What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I just recorded, I started a new podcast, you guys, okay? And you love me for it anyway. I started this new podcast and I went ahead and I just recorded tomorrow's episode before this one. And I'm telling you right now, like, I'm fucking pissed and heated. It's so funny. Like, I got myself worked up, okay? Just so much shit doesn't make sense. And even someone with, I definitely think I'm intelligent and I think that I consume information easily. I just can't wrap my brain around some things. And it just, I don't know if I'm just frustrated because I can't see it, or I'm frustrated that people are getting away with it. So it's going to be a fun podcast. Make sure you guys tune in. It's Two Truths and a Lie. It's brand new, so Apple still hasn't put me on the map yet, and I think people are struggling to find it on Spotify. I'll share the link on my Facebook page, so if you are having troubles logging into that, you can check it out right there, okay? For now, we are going to dive right into, I'm moving this off my screen to make sure my microphone is on its last leg tonight, and I'm just making sure my sound is still good because this bitch is going out on me and I'm panicking. It's definitely, I'm panicking. But I want to talk to you guys about overcoming a fear, okay? So many people are not understanding that the best way to overcome this fear of learning something new, we're talking about like finding a hobby, finding your passion, right? You've got to try new things to really figure out who you are and what you want to do with the rest of your life, okay? I don't care how fucking old you are because that doesn't matter. If you're 60 and you're hearing this podcast, you still have time to find your passion. If you look at me and you're like, I don't really have a passion, that's not okay. That was not part of your deal with your human experience. I guarantee you and God were not like, hey, I'm just going to go down here and go with the flow and do whatever and not make an impact and not live in my potential, but it's cool because it's whatever. I'm having a great time. But the truth is, you're not having a great time and you're not feeling fulfilled and you're not finding happiness and you're not finding joy and you're just feeling stuck in the rat race over and over and over like Groundhog Day. What do you miss out if you're not here anymore? If you're not doing anything different and you just do the same thing over and over, like what is that? What kind of value is that bringing into your life? You know? That matters. So we're talking about these things. You've got to try something new if you are struggling. And even if you already know what your passion is, don't be afraid to try the new things. That's how we grow 100%. But what's happening is you bitches are getting stuck at the fear level of just even thinking about doing something new. Fear, right away, a word that usually causes us to feel anxious, to feel the emotional feeling in our bodies physically of being afraid. But fear can also be a motivator. Fear exists for your benefit. It is for the good, not for the bad. It keeps us safe and protects us from harm. Back in the caveman days, I mean, you had to genuinely be afraid when you walk out of your cave because something is going to kill you and eat you. So you would have that instinct, you'd have that feeling, you have to listen to that. We're not there anymore, okay? There's not a dinosaur out my front door that's going to bite my face off. It keeps us safe, protects us from harm. And that fear is getting out of hand because you're being paralyzed. You're paralyzed by worry, and then you're unable to take action. You're just not going to do it. Overcoming that type of fear, this is essential to growing who you are as a person, to getting in touch with your core values, your passions, to really figure out what the fuck you want to do, okay? Learning a new skill. Most people aren't born with every single talent downloaded into their brains. We need to study how to do everything from writing to driving to cooking, working on cars, welding. Doing these uses entirely different skills. Naturally, any person is going to make mistakes when they're learning something new, okay? That fear of making those mistakes, that makes us want to give up when it's hard. That makes us want to give up when we're uncomfortable. Most of the time, it makes us not even try. And one of the most effective ways of overcoming that fear of learning something new is through experiments. It might sound counterintuitive, but taking risks and making mistakes, it's going to make you more confident, 100%. Anytime you're uncomfortable doing something, if you just get yourself to do it over and over and over, like I'm not the most comfortable at the gym. I would rather just be at home working out where people can't see me. Okay. I'm not comfortable, but I'm doing it. And every day I go, it's going to get easier and easier. That's what happens. You build your confidence if you continue and repeat this. When you try something new and you succeed, that confidence is powerful. It's energy. It's energy that you use to keep going and keep trying. How else can you overcome your fear of learning something new, of trying something new, of having a life experience? Take note of your feelings. That's the F word in my house, baby. Many people have a hard time talking about their feelings, okay? They don't want to be judged or criticized. Vulnerable, and they run and hide when their emotions get to be too much to handle. When everything's built up, they explode and then regret every way they've ever acted. When you're going through a challenging experience, it's normal to have strong feelings. Communicate. Communicate. Communicate with your spouse. Communicate with, if you're not married, communicate with the closest person to you. And if you're not getting the support you need from them, go to a psychiatrist, go to a life coach, go to a mentor that's going to help you on your journey. And you have to consider the long term. I just did a Facebook Live talking about this. Like, it's not about just having everything right now. And that is something my papa taught me a long time ago. He was like, you can have everything in life, you just can't have it right now. You just can't have it all at once. That's what we want, right? Like, we want to get married and have the family right away and buy the house and have the big mansion furnished, designed, all the fancy artwork. We want everything right away. New car, too. Like, we forget that we have to work and take our time and build up on things. You've got to consider the long term, not the quick wins. It's easy to get discouraged when you're just starting on that challenging task. And you might feel like you're getting distracted and discouraged by setbacks so that, you're not focusing entirely on your project. It's important to remember that persistence pays off. In the long run, staying committed, dedicated, disciplined, that's going to keep you going. The only way you're going to fail, the only way this blows up in your face is if you quit, okay? Take your time and don't expect it to be perfect right away. You've got to embrace your fear. Challenges are a part of our human experience. You can overcome your fears by accepting they exist and understand they're temporary, not permanent. You see it, you recognize it when you're feeling scared, like, ooh, that is kind of scary. I remember feeling that and it's okay, because it'll take you back to a time where you had that same emotion. Your mind goes right back to that spot. It was never permanent. It's not permanent. Just let your feelings have, their 5 minutes. 5 seconds, 5 minutes. I don't care how long you give it. Give it time. Recognize it. It doesn't mean that you can't take steps to minimize the worries, but it's important to remind yourself that you're not without hope or options. Okay. You have got to stop and breathe. It's been a long time since I have mentioned breathing on this podcast. And I think now is a great time. Okay. You should not be a mouth breather. No. No mouth breathing. When you breathe. And you have to practice this because I promise you're a mouth breather. Bitch, I know you're a mouth breather. Okay. You have to mindfully practice this to get it ingrained in your brain to retrain yourself to breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. I want you to intentionally stop. And you could do it now. Pause the podcast. I want you to stop. I want you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I want you to do this like 10 times. And I want you to do it every hour. Set a timer on your watch that's just going to say breathe. And I want you to take 2 minutes breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And when you're mindful about it, when you're suddenly like, man, am I breathing through my mouth? Just start breathing through your nose. That's it. Stop and breathe. And real breathing, breathing through your nose, not the mouth breathing, because you're not getting the air that you need and you're not able to help dissipate that anxiety and that stress. It just actually accelerates it. Okay. Mouth breathing like fucks you up. And it's easy to let that stress and that anxiety take over when you're learning something new. When you're stressed, you're gonna have trouble concentrating on your work. So then it's a whole spiral. It's like all of a sudden one little thing went wrong, you freaked out, and now everything's gone wrong. Okay. But if you take some time out and cut yourself some slack, take a fucking break, go do a workout, go for a walk, you know, whatever you need to do for you, you could put your worries in perspective and give yourself a renewed sense of focus. One thing I think that we all kind of struggle with too is that we need to concentrate more on giving, not just taking. When you're learning something new, it feels daunting. Try another approach, maybe volunteer at a shelter or a soup kitchen or volunteer, you know, to read to kids. That kind of stuff brings joy to people. Well, I'm lying about the animal shelter. Bitch, that doesn't bring joy to me. I have been driving by. We have a new one here and it looks so cute. Like they built it to look like a doghouse, right? It looks super cute. And I keep telling myself I want to go in there. Last time I went into the shelter, we came home with two kittens. Okay. And I just, my heart, like I can't leave them there. It's hard for me. I would be the same way because I love babies so much. And people are like, bitch, you should go hold babies for a living. You know, I couldn't, especially like babies that you have to hold all night because they're addicted to crack or, you know, whatever. I would want to go kill a motherfucker. I would want to go beat the shit out of whoever gave birth to this baby and fucking take the kid and run. You know what I mean? Like, so you have to find your thing that brings you joy. Okay. Like, whatever. I snuggle my cats. Okay. But the truth is, this is you go there and you're going to start to meet people that share your passion, share that passion for learning. You're going to learn new skills, interpersonal communication. You can learn leadership. You'll also, like, you know, navigate through your own fucking mental health. And if you're really like, I feel like knowledge is everything. You should be reading something new, learning something new. Never stop learning. You don't use it, you lose it. Okay? Repeat after me. If you don't use it, you lose it. Prime example, I worked really hard to do some push-ups. I set a goal and I'm like, I'm going to do X amount of push-ups in 6 weeks or whatever. I did that. I did the push-ups and, you know, it's been 3 or 4 months and I didn't keep practicing. And guess what, bitch? I can't do a push-up now. It's the same thing for your brain. If you are not using it to retain new knowledge and teach it something new, you're not using it, you're gonna lose it. That shit's gonna solidify, it's gonna get hard, and you're fucked. Like you're just probably gonna have Alzheimer's. I don't know. Use your fucking brain, learn something new. And you don't have to go pay a ton of stuff. Okay, maybe you're like, well, I can't afford college. Well, you don't have to afford college because anything you can learn at college, you can learn on YouTube for free. There's a lot of websites out there that teach skills for free. Now, if you want to learn a new school, like a new skill, like being a brain surgeon, okay, obviously you're going to need to go to school and get your fucking ass educated, right? Very different situations, but I'm talking just for a hobby sake, learning something new. Maybe you want to learn how the surgery works. I guarantee you could find something free on the internet. Thousands, hundreds, and thousands of free video courses to learn anything from math, science, history, finance, politics, personal care, beauty care, all of it. Skillshare is an online company. That's one of them that you can find a free study area. They do shit like from photography to baking to public speaking. Starting with free shit like that releases the pressure of like paying for something. And then eventually, like if you really like this, you set the pace and you're like, man, I'm really digging photography. I could do this. I really want to do this. I want to, you know, perfect my skill. I want to practice. I think I could do this professionally. And maybe you need a degree or something. I don't know shit about photography. Do you need a degree? I don't know. I don't think so. I think if you're good and you love it and you share your pictures online and people love it, they'll hire you. That's it. But you have to recognize that fear is a tool you can use. Don't let it prevent you from trying new things or pursuing your career goals. It's a natural feeling, and most of us have felt it. I don't know anyone that has never experienced fear. Use it to your advantage. Use it for motivation to learn new things. That fear, let it be something that excites you because you know you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and into a place of growth. It's going to come and go in our lives, but it doesn't have to get the best of us. When we learn something new, that fear of failure is going to be the thing that keeps us from making progress. Is that what you're struggling with right now? That's it. You can overcome it by using the techniques I talked about. Find your own techniques, include setting boundaries, and give yourself your power breaks. Okay. Take a step back, breathe. And when fear is holding you back, don't give in. It's time to take action, bitch. I love you.